Okay, so just a few moments ago, I was at home and I was cleaning up and I wasn't checking on my Twitter and all that kind of crap. So I decided, after I got finished, I took a shower and all that kind of stuff, cleaned myself up, and I checked the internet and I checked her, and everybody seemed to be going batshit fucking crazy because they actually announced the Kinect price. And the Kinect price is exactly the fucking price we thought it was going to be. It was listed as 150 every goddamn where. Everywhere, including Microsoft's fucking website. So why the fuck are y'all surprised? The only thing that they did was, we didn't know that they were gonna put a game in the box, but come on, if they were gonna try to justify that price, they had to put something else in that box. I mean, do y'all fucking remember ODST? Like, seriously, do y'all have fucking amnesia? It's like, yo, this is the same shit Microsoft does. They add shit in the box to try to make you want to spend all this extra shit. And, I mean, first of all, I don't even have a problem with the fucking price of the Kinect. It's 150, and it does, and it supposedly does a lot. I paid for the fucking Halo 3 limited edition. That shit was 130, and I have a fucking cat helmet I do nothing with. It sits on top of my fucking bookcase and it's probably covered in fucking dust right now. So and I know a lot of people did, and I know a lot of people buy all of this extra shit and buy like limited editions of games and all this kind of stuff, and and then like some people. Like one of my Twitter friends retweeted something from, I guess the guy's name is Tor Davis on Twitter, and he said that it's funny that a lot of people that spent $600 on their fucking PS3s are whining about the price of Kinect, which is true. Like, as gamers, we spend a lot of fucking money on a lot of shit, especially those of us that do buy the collector's editions and limited editions and all that kind of shit. This is no fucking different. Like, think about it. There's been games. Grand Theft Auto was, $100 and something dollars for the limited edition and all that kind of stuff. And, only thing you really got was like a soundtrack and a duffel bag or some shit in a fucking lockbox. I mean, this is something that adds on to your console, and it actually does something meaningful. Well, I mean, I guess it all depends. And even if the price is too high for you, okay, fine. $150, it is a lot of money. Is a lot of money to spend on this camera or whatever like that. Don't buy it. It's a fucking add-on. Like, hey, I'm interested in the PlayStation. I'm kind of interested in the PlayStation Move, but two things: one, the price, and two, I don't use my PlayStation enough to actually get it. Guess what? You don't see me fucking complaining about it every goddamn day. Oh, you don't see me complaining about the price because it's a fucking add-on. It doesn't change my experience with my PlayStation 3 at all. I can still do everything. Like, if you're not interested in what the fuck the Kinect does, your experience is not going to change. The games you want are still gonna come out, and everything will be perfectly fucking fine. This is not the end of the world. Like, I don't know why the fuck y'all keep acting like this is the end of the goddamn world. Gamers fucking suck. They just suck so fucking bad. Okay. I just don't get the fake outrage, especially from the beginning. Soon as we had a price, it's been this price. So if they officially announce this price, why the fuck are you surprised? Man, I'm tired.